Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Already hour number three. Wow, this is fast. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As I'm watching this Hunter Biden saga, if you will, unfold, I remember a dog that I used to have. She was a lovely dog. She was a dog that liked to chase cars. And then one day, her last day, unfortunately, she caught the car. You can finish the story for yourself. The New York Times published the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post, a few weeks before the presidential election. And most people never heard about it because the Masters of the Universe, of which there's one fewer now, by the way, we'll see what Musk does, we'll see. But they deplatformed anybody who dared to post it. Various Russian assets in the, quote, intelligence, end quote, community loudly declared that it was Russian disinformation. Drive-by media talking heads called it stolen. Every effort was taken to bury it. And for a while, Hunter Biden disappeared from public view. And his father was inserted into the White House. A few reports that the DOJ was questioning Hunter's compliance with tax law slipped out, but they were lost in the noise. Now something's changed. Special Prosecutor Durham has indicted some of the Russiagate conspirators, and bits of what have slipped out into the public consciousness are being noticed. And while Bubbling Joe continues to be propped up by the mainstream media, his gaffes are getting worse and worse. He seems to have forgotten that you don't say the quiet part out loud, and some of his pronouncements are putting our allies into uncomfortable places. Circle back, Peppermint Patty Psaki has been forced into some improbably verbal gymnastics. As the midterm elections approach, President Asterisk's approval numbers continue to sink into the muck. State of the Union address, that didn't provide the usual ratings bump. The war in Ukraine should have improved his standing, but no positive effect is in sight. His popularity remains below that of Donald Trump at the same stage, but Trump was the victim of incessant false media attacks, while Brandon is constantly propped up. Democrat incumbents are in formerly safe Democrat districts are worried about losing, and the Screech Patrol, led by Princess Pelosi, are bemoaning the death of democracy should the Republicans use democratic processes to take back the House and the Senate. This sense of impending doom has the commentariat buzzing. Because right about now, that laptop is getting really large in the windshield. Biden is the dog that caught the delivery truck. and now it's about to run over him. And even the blindest Democrat can see that, but they seem unable to make any sort of decision about what to do. And failure to make a decision is a decision. So we have to consider what comes next. And Democrats broke a host of state laws to allow improper ballots to install a decaying derelict into the White House. And according to the Pottery Barn rule, they broke it, so they bought it. No one without a D has any responsibility for any part of the fallout from nuking election laws and procedures. This was completely a Democratic production. Many states have seen the carnage and built firewalls against future malfeasance. So the way that last election was, quote, managed, end quote, is no longer available. This suggests that the party of Biden is in for trouble. So what can they do? Well, one of the problems is they seem to be unable to understand that they are the problem. Instead, we get blather about we aren't getting our message out, or something equally incomprehensible. No, you actually are getting your message out. We hear your message. That's the problem. The great majority of Americans have heard the Democrats loud and clear, and they don't like it. Why else would MSNBC report that 71% of Americans think we're on the wrong track? MSNBC. So let's assume they actually tumble to the obvious fact that their wonderful occupant of the White House is becoming addled. When they realize that he is the face of their radically destructive plans on every front, what can they do? And the obvious move is to change the picture on the wanted posters. Redirect, distract. That's worked so well with the boosters in Ukraine, so why wouldn't it work again? The playbook must be perfect, so we'll just pull out the Statue of Liberty misdirection play. Get Joe to retire, or retire him via the 25th Amendment, no problem. All they have to do is get the VP and majority of the cabinet to go along. Joe will go, and Cackling Kamala will become acting president. But hang on a minute. Joe might just be sufficiently angry to certify that he's actually okay, allowing him to reclaim the Resolute Desk, and that sets off a new series of events. The original coup can be repeated, but that doesn't get the job done by itself. Now the VP and the cabinet have to go 2/3 of both houses of Congress to go along. Trying to predict that vote is sort of an exercise in futility. Republicans, assuming that they have any party unity at all, can easily block the motion in the Senate. Because having a perplexed president leading the Democrats is likely to be a great boon for their chances in November. So, do we let the Democrats ditch him at this point, or not? In the House, it would be herding cats, but what about the Dems? Will they be all in on the deal? Let's suppose they succeed in dumping the derelict, and they will then have the most unserious person in public history running the executive branch. If they think Biden was disrespectful, Harris will set off a new low for that unenviable condition. Her cackling laugh will turn even left-leaning independents against the Democrat Party. So she's not a viable option. So to avoid her, she has to be invited to leave. Maybe they can buy her a villa next to the Obamas on Martha's Vineyard on the condition that she never be seen in public again. Otherwise, a messy impeachment battle could arise, and once again, Republicans could deep-six that pipe dream. Well, let's assume they succeed. The Presidential Succession Act then makes Princess Pelosi the president. She's probably the only person guaranteed to alienate the Americans more than Harris. And therein lies the tale. The Democrats don't have a single reasonable leader that is acceptable to any major portion of America. Whatever moves they make or don't make are going to have very little effect on the November election. And the destruction they've done to the United States is mind-boggling. Who would possibly imagine that doubling gas prices would gain votes, or sanctioning Russia while simultaneously sanctioning the domestic energy industry is beyond insanity? And they've done it. But I could go on trying to untie the Gordian knot of what-ifs, but none of that's going to help. There is no what-if in this case. Every plan B, C, D, E, F, G that they have is disastrous. Every time you see a Democrat from this point on, offer them 2 aspirin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, who says that we can't build bridges with the commie-loving, groomer-excusing, weather-worshipping race freaks on the left? We seem to agree on one thing. All good and patriotic Americans need to take action to ensure that this pedo-curious, race-obsessed band of Marxist weirdos gets its collective Schumer kicked next November. Well, at least I think we agree on that. I know I do. I know you do. We want to see them suffer total repudiation, more humiliation than even a Bulwark staffer can get into. But what's odd about what's going on is they seem to want the same thing. I don't understand this. Because after everything they went through in 2020, all they're doing right now is everything they can to drive every decent American away from the garbage Democrat Party. And who knows why this is? Did they wake up after that and say, wow, that was a whole lot of work. Let's just kill ourselves. I certainly wish that that motley collection of campus collectivists and welfare cheats and fringy enablers would expire and get pulled off the shelf and be replaced with some kind of opposition party that at least agrees that it likes America and that children shouldn't be chatted up by skeevy molesters with education degrees and nose rings. But if the Democrat Party does not have a death wish, it begs the question of what the Democrats would do differently if they did. The last year, under this desiccated old crustacean installed as president by a combination of outright fraud, illegal election shenanigans, and unprecedented institutional intervention, has been one example after another of this party trying to screw over normal people in favor of the most bizarre many constituencies within its shabby coalition. It's an innovative strategy to try to win by disgusting and repelling most voters. And we're going to get to see in real time in November how this works out. I'm going to guess poorly. Maybe they're trying to fail, and if they're trying to fail, then congratulations, they finally managed to do something successfully. The Democrats' 2022 congressional polls are dire, with numbers as foul as the interior of Eric Swalwell's Prius on the way home from a chilly cook-off at Fang Fang's condo. And the Democrats refuse to crack a window. They are hotboxing a Republican wave so mighty that even the Republicans can't mess this up. Let's take a moment to look at the map, shall we? They opened the border because the faculty lounge left wanted to, and suddenly the deep blue Rio Grande Valley is turning red. Turns out that even Democrats don't want to drown in a tsunami of third world illegals. And now if the rich snobs who run the Democrat Party actually knew any Hispanic, oh, I'm sorry, they don't call them that, do they? Latinx people, who are not either illegals providing them cheap labor or beret-wearing Aztlan fetishists that they met at Yale, then they understand why these proud patriotic Americans are infuriated by illegals flooding over the border. And they are now flooding into the GOP. Remember 20 years ago and all the talk about the emerging Democrat majority? Well, all of that was supposed to be driven by the people they call Latinx. Except Latinx people think that Latinx is dumber than Mazie Hirono and Sheldon Whitehouse's love child. Democrat elite took Hispanics for granted. Talk about condescension. And then the Hispanics have taken off. So now the administration's plan is to throw the gates open even wider. The panic-stricken Democrats running in 2022 are livid. But the party is serenely plowing ahead and plowing their candidates under. They will tell themselves that, like the white working class, the hip, cool new Democrats can do without Hispanics, too. Because it's pretty clear that by not liking illegal aliens, Hispanics are hopelessly racist as well. Let's not forget the criminals and its subset of pedophiles. Embracing those seems edgy and exciting to the gentry leftists with the Volvos and the gated communities. To the normal people, not so much. Democrats are the ones who let the bum drop his processed dinner on your lawn. Democrats are the ones who excuse gangs of thieves rampaging through your Target, and Democrats are the ones voting for a Supreme Court nominee who thinks that dudes into pictures of naked kids is no biggie. And that might sell in Santa Monica or South Manhattan, but it does not sell in America. And the pedo thing is not good. Not at all. Cunning Ron DeSantis managed to maneuver the Democrats and their corporate cronies into taking a brave stand in favor of letting creeps use elementary schools as Tinder for little kids. That drew outrage from the degenerate 20-somethings who now seem to make up a good chunk of the Disney workforce. Everyone else was like, well, of course, teachers shouldn't be telling kindergartners about sexual identities or anything except, you know, this is a circle, and how is cat spelled? C-A-T, 2 plus 2 equals, you know, that kind of stuff. But then there's more. Gas could hit $10 a gallon, they still wouldn't drill. And as a sacrifice to the angry climate gods, we must now ride buses like suckers and eat bugs. That's going to go over really great. Really great. And then there's the foreign policy. He hasn't gotten an American killed in Ukraine yet, unlike Afghanistan. We haven't forgot that part. But the world is laughing at our alleged president. He needs to have a roll of duct tape wrapped around his head. Because he could accidentally start World War III just talking. They would love to get rid of him, but, you know, like I said, putting Kamala in heart charge of the country, or, I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Over and over and over again, it gets worse and worse. And all as their party marches toward November and the doom that awaits it. It's almost like they want to be crushed, and for once, I'm happy to cheer for them on this one. Welcome to your last months, Democrats. We're not going to forget this anytime soon. And young America, you need to ingrain this into your head. You do. Because you're the ones that all this stuff is affecting the most. It doesn't affect me the way it affects you. None of it. None of it at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Panel is deadlocked on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court, forcing a full Senate vote later Monday that is expected to move the nomination forward. Republicans continuing their opposition to Judge Brown Jackson, with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham saying he disagrees with her philosophy and will not vote to confirm her for the Supreme Court.
I think she's got this completely backwards. I think you should be enhancing the sentence. The more you download, the more you go to jail. And if you don't do that, we're never going to get this right.
The South is bracing for more severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms are expected in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi Monday night, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration could soon be ending a Trump-era authority called Title 42 that denied asylum seekers entry because of concerns to public health. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox and Friends that he has a plan to stop the order from being lifted.
We just filed a lawsuit. We are filing another lawsuit against the Biden administration, and basically we know that their attempt to rescind Title 42 will lead to drastic consequences on our southern border.
He believes ending Title 42 would cause 500,000 illegal immigrants to cross the border and overwhelm Border Patrol, social workers, and safety networks. An arrest has been made in connection with Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento that left 6 people dead and 10 others injured. Police Chief Kathy Lester saying Dandre Martin was taken into custody on charge of assault with a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment, we perfected it.
Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I was just talking about Ron DeSantis and the legislative mastery that is Florida's HB 1557. What this does, if you don't know, is it prohibits kindergarten through third grade teachers from discussing or introducing in any manner the topics of transgenderism, sexual orientation, and gender identity. At that age, while they are not active, they have open minds. This is when they're learning the most they're going to learn in their lives. Now, when the leftists and the LGBTQ plus community, including Disney, came down with both feet on this bill, even misrepresenting it as the Don't Say Gay bill, I was wondering why this level of, vehemence. You could write it off as they're not wanting to lose any battle when it comes to their agenda, even though 5-year-old children, except for playing doctor out of curiosity, have no general concept of sex except to understand their friends are either boys or girls. But it became clear then, helped by a Twitchy post about a Zoom presentation about the future of sex education. The groups included in the presentation included Psychus, Sex Ed for Social Change. And these people are so emboldened by their progress in taking over our children through education and social change, they don't even try to hide it anymore. Their writing about sex ed is full of Marxist terms like intersectionality, equity, and justice being three examples. One proponent, Ava Goldfarb, PhD, a Montclair State University professor of public health in the field of sexuality education, said, "Early grades may be the best time to introduce topics related to sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. Gender equality and social justice related to LGBTQ plus community before heteronormative and cisnormative values and assumptions become more deeply ingrained and less mutable." Now, what this is, and I mean, that's clear to that, it's very clear at this point. And that should alarm everyone that I just said this to. Everyone just heard this. You should be chilled to the core about this. And what is Dr. Goldfarb addressing here? Our minds. Our minds work on three levels: the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. And important to this discussion is the subconscious mind, the part of our mind that we do not consciously control, the part that takes everything literally. Now, if the conscious mind truly believes something, the subconscious mind will accept it and work on it as true. And you probably experience this power when, after struggling to solve a problem for hours, you take a walk and suddenly that solution pops into your head. And that's your subconscious mind at work. It's also where our beliefs are stored, which is why it is difficult to have someone abandon a basic belief set, even when shown it's wrong. Earl Nightingale said it the best: "Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality." So what's all the fuss here? Anyone who's watched children develop from birth to age 7 knows they are information sponges. But they lack a truth/false filter and thus believe anything they see or hear, especially if it comes from a person of authority like a parent or a teacher. The subconscious mind, which contains our System 1 thinking, is programmed during these years by parents and an environment that imprints societal beliefs. For over 4,000 years of recorded history, this imprint is one of heteronormality between the sexes. So, while children at the age of 6 have no interest in sex as adults see sex, their minds can be programmed to accept other orientations as normal. We see the same effect with CRT indoctrination. If you convince children, based solely on their skin color, that they're either evil, repressive, and privileged people, or they're victims of society, then that thought buried deep in their subconscious mind will drive their thinking forever. This is right out of the Marxist playbook of teaching and indoctrination. Their big picture goal is to collapse American society and the economy, in part by collapsing the social norms and structures that 99% of the world have followed for thousands of years. This indoctrination is evil, but it is presented under the guise of equity and intersectionality. And that's why the LGBTQ crowd reacted so vehemently against the Florida bill. Not because they lose a little ground, but this cuts them off from embedding their agenda in the minds of our children before the child ages out of the stage of subconscious suggestibility. This raises so many questions. How many teachers are in on this nationwide? How many schools, how many principals are in on this nationwide? I mean, you sit here and you take it in and you realize that this is happening in Florida right now, right? So Disney in Florida, and not all of Disney to be sure. I mean, they've got other employees that are, you know, they find all this repugnant. They're horrified. So there's enough of it that is there, though, to where they've been trying to make this happen. And I have had a firsthand um, not at first hand, but I mean, I have knowledge of something happening within my family that leads me to believe that this theory is 100% true. Without going into too many details, somebody in a suggestive state in my family was exposed to everything else as if it was normal, and all of this stuff that happened, you know, we're talking about, and now she has decided that she's a boy. And she's 11. Now, this is the thing with all of this, okay? This is the thing with all of this. A child cannot make that kind of decision any more than a child can vote, buy a gun, serve in the military, have a job. You know, they can't. And yet, this has been inserted in their subconscious mind. And they seek to continue to insert it in the subconscious mind. And that's where the problem comes. Because once it gets there, it's very hard to get it out of that head. And I mean, most of us understand. A lot of us still think, I still think a lot of, in a lot of ways, the way I did when I was much younger, you know, child age. And it's because of things that were put into my subconscious mind. And you're probably the same way too. And, you know, looking at this and realizing what all this means, that's something we got to stop. This is something we got to put a big stop to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Last time on the firing line from the gun. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. It is a wonderful stroke of irony that a guy whose byline appears on the interestingly named news site of the gun control lobby's biggest sugar daddy has delivered one of the most devastating blows against the idea that science has proven the effectiveness and need for more gun control laws. If you were listening last hour, you know that Dan Zimmerman and I talked about this a little bit. In a new video from Reason's Justin Monticello, risk analyst and statistician and Bloomberg columnist Aaron Brown, lays to waste the tired tropes of politicians who claim that evidence shows the urgent adoption of gun or magazine bans, or that studies show gun homicides drop by 20, 30, or 40% after the passage of a, quote, common-sense gun safety, end quote, measure. How? Well, this is about the RAND Corporation and them deciding to take a look at the studies themselves. And see, this is very important when you're looking. When somebody gets out there and quotes a study, then first of all, they need to cite it. And then you go look at it and you say, well, wait a minute. There's not nothing there. Now, these guys were not the first to do it. They began by using a recent RAND analysis of gun research, which the corporation used to determine what the science actually says about the effectiveness of various gun control laws. It'd be very hard for these guys to get in there and look at 27,900 pieces of research, much less get out there and make read them all to such a degree to where they could figure out just 123 of them actually displayed any academic and scientific rigor as far as the way they conducted it to be taken seriously. Brown says that the problem is actually even worse, and that virtually none of the 123 projects that RAND deemed worthy of examining can be trusted to tell us anything of note, and that they're not just statistical noise. So, taking a look at the significance of the 123 rigorous empirical studies and what they actually say about the efficacy of gun control laws, the answer would be nothing. The 123 studies that met the criteria may have been the best of the 27,900 that were analyzed, but they still had serious statistical defects such as a lack of controls, too many parameters or hypotheses for the data, undisclosed data, erroneous data, misspecified models, other problems. And these glaring methodology that they use in this, those kind of flaws that are in there, are not specific to gun control research. They're typical of how the academic publishing industry responds to demands from political partisans for scientific evidence that doesn't actually exist. Not only is the social science literature on gun control broadly useless, but it also provides endless fodder for advocates who say that studies prove that a particular favored policy would have beneficial outcomes. This matters because gun laws, even if they don't accomplish their goals, have a lot of costs. Large costs. They can turn otherwise law-abiding citizens into criminals. They increase prosecutorial power and incarceration. And they exacerbate the racial and socioeconomic inequity of the criminal justice system. Who passes most of these laws? Go ahead and ask yourself that while we're moving on. And one example that Brown raises is the oft-repeated claim that gun homicides dropped by 40% after the state of Connecticut adopted a permit-to-purchase law requiring handgun owners to first receive a gun permit from their local police department. This was breathlessly reported back in 2015 by outlets like the Washington Post, repeated on Democratic debate stages in 2020, but Brown revealed some interesting parts of the study that weren't widely reported and completely discount that 40% statistic. First, the drop in homicides in Connecticut wasn't based on a comparison between previous years or the United States as a whole. Instead, they crafted a synthetic Connecticut, which also had portions of Rhode Island, California, and several other states, and compared those homicide totals to Connecticut's post-permit murder rate. At that point, everything's out the window. And that's bad enough, but what makes it egregiously worse is that researchers' own data showed that the drop in Connecticut's murder rate was short-lived, and that within a few years, the gun homicide rate in the real Connecticut was actually more than 40% higher than it was in the synthetic state dreamt up by the academics. It was a model. They modeled it, just like they do climate control, climate change, whatever. As Brown says, there are simply too many variables at play to ever be able to say with certainty that any particular gun law has had a particular effect on the violent crime rate. Still, the gun control lobby and the anti-gun politicians, they know that the power of using the authority of academia to provide a veneer of scientific respectability to their attempts to infringe. And they're not going to let a little thing like the worthlessness of their research stand in the way of their activism. And, you know, we shouldn't even call this worthless because it's valuable propaganda, even if it's useless in terms of actual social science. Why, just this week, the Johns Hopkins University, one of the premier research universities in the country, announced that it's partnering with the educational wing of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence on a brand new research center that will also be advocating for new laws based on their own supposedly scientific findings. The future of the gun control lobby depends on the perpetuation of this kind of propaganda. And Aaron Brown, Justin Monticello, and Reason have provided a valuable service in helping you and non-gun owners alike. I mean, most of you out there probably are not, you were never put in a position where you said, well, this must be this way or this must be that way because this is what the magic box says. So for those of you that exist in that world, this is a very good service because now you actually are informed. But, you know, there's a lot of minutia out there, like the studies coming out of the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins. And, of course, you know, here's the thing about this. I would go where the data says. If the data told me that we would be better off without guns, I would not have guns. The problem is that we're reasoning animals. And therefore, that data is important. Because there's a lot of dangers out there. And in a lot of cities where they do not have the same kind of legislative regime in place where you can't carry a gun, where you can't have a gun, they pay the price of that every day. Every single day. Like Tina Unalee. Or I think it Christina. Young Miss Lee, whatever. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, young lady. You deserve more than that. I mean, she existed in a world where everything came together and she's dead now. All the things I'm talking about. The only thing that didn't affect her death is the pedophilic parts of what's going on in the United States today. That's about it. Otherwise, she got the entire package brought by the leftists. I will be back with you in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this faithfully. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.